From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. The old story of the man who sells his soul to the devil has been told many times, but perhaps never more famously than in Faust, the 19th century drama by Goethe. And in turn, when it comes to music, Goethe's play has inspired some pretty big things. Franz Liszt wrote this music in the late 1850s. It's an evocative orchestral score he called a Faust symphony, a three-movement piece that lasts for more than an hour. More recently, in the 1990s, songwriter and film composer Randy Newman latched onto the old story and created a complete Broadway musical. It features this song, in which Don Henley, as a rock and roll Faust, imagines walking into a nightclub with the devil doing his bidding. When I walk into a club with my bodyguards, they'll say, excuse me, there's Mr. Faust's table you're sitting at. You can't sit there, excuse me, sir, there's Mr. Faust's table you're sitting at. Still, while the Faust story can be heard everywhere from concert halls to Broadway, the venue that matches the story best may just be the Opera House. The deal with the devil has inspired operas by composers from Ludwig Spohr to Arrigo Boito to Igor Stravinsky. But the most famous example is probably this one, the five-act operatic masterpiece by Charles Gounod. It's part thriller, part romance, and part cautionary tale. Faust by Gounod. And on this edition of World of Opera, it comes to us in a production from the Vienna State Opera. The stars are tenor Roberto Alagna in the title role, with soprano Angela Gheorghiu as Marguerite and bass Kwang Chul-yun as Mephistopheles. The conductor is Bertrand de Billy.